Hey, greetings everybody out there, BBS Radio. We're going to we're coming to you again this week with another show to just we want to let BBS Radio audience know who we are, what we're all about, and what we believe about some prophetic things. And so stay tuned. Hey, everybody, I'm Brother Dan Goodwin, your host here at Prophecy in the Spotlight. Sitting with me is...
Dr. Charles Hiltabiddle.
All right, and he's our co-host here. We've been here almost 4 years now. And now we've only been on BBS Radio for, I don't know, maybe 2 months, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, something like that. And we are very excited to be with you folks. We want to do a second show just for you. This is not going to be on CTN television. This is not going to be on VTN. We're not even putting this on YouTube. This is just for our BBSradio.com viewers, because we're hoping that you'll get in touch with us, contact us, communicate with us in some way so that we can know that you're out there. Now, we see a number. There's thousands of you that appear to be watching, but we'd like to hear from some of you.
Amen.
We are a viewer-supported network. We're on nationwide on satellite and dish with Christian Television Network, CTN. We're on in the entire state of Arkansas. We're on the network there, VTN. And we're on YouTube. We're on Rumble. And we're on the radio in certain locations of the country. And there's some others, too, that I can't even get on my tongue here right now, but some other internet things. But recently we've come on with BBS Radio, and I think this is an exciting place. I think there's a lot of potential here. And I've talked to the owner and founder of this several times on the phone, and just, Brother Don, nice guy, him and Doug. And we're excited that he's invited us on his network. And they're playing us in several different spots. I think we're on twice on Tuesday, twice on Thursday, I think 10 to 10:30 and 7 to 7:30 each day. And then we're on Sunday, every Sunday. I think it's Sunday evening. I can't remember. It might be 7 o'clock. But anyway, so we did a show for last week introducing ourselves. I thought, Doc, that we'd continue with that today. Mm-hmm. And we'll tell them in just a moment about a free book that we have for them, mm-hmm. that you've got available.
Right. Well, we just want folks to know where we stand on Bible prophecy. There's just a lot of ministries out there, and it's okay, if that's what they want. But we're not out there chasing UFOs and aliens, and we're not. We just want to stick with Bible prophecy.
And we're not, because we don't believe that stuff's biblical.
Well, so. I've been involved in not just only prophecy. I grew up underneath it in the 60s. My uncle was well known all over in the Baptist circles that we were in for his teaching of prophecy. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in that. But then for the last almost 43 years, I've been involved with creation, science, and the Bible. Work with our museum in Glen Rose, and so I've come to an understanding that people that don't understand properly the week of creation, they come up with some ideas that are foreign to the Scripture, called a gap theory.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, they then go into the New Testament, and then they get things backwards, especially in 2 Peter. Our program is, we are doing our best to just stay with Bible prophecy.
Yep. Now, we're what you call pre-tribulation believers. All that that's big words, but it's simply...
Pre-millennial.
It just simply means we believe that God's going to take the saints out of here, the saved, the saints, the believers, to heaven before that thing called the tribulation begins.
Because the tribulation is... The tribulation is not for the church, because the tribulation is God's wrath.
Yep.
And God removed us from wrath when we came underneath the redemption plan of the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And so we're pre-tribulation rapture because the tribulation is for the Jews and not for the church.
And that goes back to Daniel chapter 9.
Goes back to Daniel chapter 9.
The 70 weeks are given there, mm-hmm. and they're for Israel. 70 weeks to turn upon thy people, upon thy holy city.
Yes.
That holy city is not New York, it's not Washington, D.C. Nothing holy about them, in case you haven't noticed. he's talking about the Jerusalem.
You know, in Daniel chapter 9, 24 and 25, he gives six reasons for that 70-week prophecy.
Yeah.
A week is a set of sevens. In this case, it's a set of 7 years. And so he gave six reasons. And, Dan, I'm convinced that the first three were fulfilled in his first coming. He's going to fulfill the last three in his second coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the church wasn't a part of the first 483 years. And the church won't be a part of the 70th week.
In other words, the 70 weeks times 7 is 490 years. 483 of those years were fulfilled, or 69 weeks, when Christ went down the hill on the donkey.
And a week in prophecy is not 365 days or 364 days. A week in prophecy is 360 days.
Right.
And so, in essence, he's saying that from the time of the decree to rebuild Jerusalem to the time they cut off their Messiah, the Prince, in chapter 9, verse 26. When that happens, he said that's 69 weeks, or in prophetic terms, that's 173,880 days. And right to the day brought you to the 10th of Nisan whenever he rode in.
Yep, Palm Sunday we call
on
it.
On the donkey.
I tell people, and I've written several articles on that event, and I tell people it is a hugely important event in history.
Oh, yes.
And now, Palm Sunday's not in the Bible. That was a name
given
to it.
We call that because it does say that they did cut down palm branches and lay them in front of
it. For him to walk on,
Yeah, and so that's where the Palm Sunday thing came from.
And it was a Sunday.
And it was a Sunday, absolutely.
First day of the week.
And
4 days before he would be killed, it's the same day you would be choosing a lamb out of your flock.
That's what the word cut off means.
Exactly.
Was on the 10th of Nisan, you would go and you would cut out of your flock, set aside the lamb that you're going to sacrifice for Passover meal.
Yeah. So picture Jesus, his ministry is just about over.
Mm-hmm.
He's been here 3 years, 3.5 years, whatever, mm-hmm. his ministry, whatever you believe
ministry
on
wise.
That. And his last 4 days on this earth before he dies, he begins going down the hill on the 10th of Nisan on the donkey. He goes in the eastern gate.
Yes.
At the very same moment he arrives, the high priest would have been in the courtyard.
Exactly right.
Cutting out or picking a lamb for Passover, not realizing the lamb just came.
It's amazing. I mean, when you study this out, it is exciting. Man, I'm working on some material concerning a fiction thought book based on these kind of things. Can you imagine the man that would have maybe been a boy in training whenever Jesus was born at Bethlehem. And his responsibility is every morning to bring a lamb and tie it up for sacrifice, that morning sacrifice or that evening sacrifice. Can you just imagine? He now is a grown man and he's brought the lamb in. Oh, now I don't know about you, but
and then here's the lamb.
Can you imagine
And John the Baptist recognized him. Of course, they were cousins.
And Anna.
Behold, the Lamb of God, he said.
And 8 days later, when they go into the temple, that Simeon was there. Oh, man, I've been waiting for this. Here it is. And Anna said, yeah, this is what I've been looking for.
And I have a feeling they died shortly after that.
Yeah.
Because they both were told that they would see the Messiah before they died.
Yep.
And I think God wanted it a secret to some degree. So I have a feeling their ministry was over thereafter.
That's why in our program, we often will say, you've put it this way many times, he came first of all secretly, and then he presented himself publicly.
Right.
And so the rapture is kind of secretly of taking out all the saints. And then at the Battle of Armageddon, he presents himself publicly.
Yeah.
And this is what our ministries, just stay with the book.
And that's, when you talk about the second coming, actually it's that public appearance on the white horse.
Yeah.
But before that, we know that he takes us out of here.
And all of that is a part of what's called the Day of the Lord. Catching out of the saints, the tribulation period, the preparing of a remnant of the Jews from millennial reign, then the millennial reign, and then beyond the great white throne judgment of God, the new heaven and new earth. Oh, that's part of the Day of the Lord.
Well, let's hit on something before we talked about, don't let me forget the book. Don't let me forget. But we're on a roll here. And by the way, this is totally unscripted.
What we do all the time.
I never said a word to you. Well, let's just talk. Let's just introduce ourselves. The rapture. There's a lot of confusion, not only about the timing of the rapture. We believe definitely on a pre-trib rapture.
Right.
Some people believe it's a mid-trib. I disagree with that. Some post-trib.
Mm-hmm.
Some just don't. Some think.
Some people don't even believe in it.
Yeah, there's no rapture at all. The kingdom comes in.
If they're really born again, they can be surprised. Amen.
Yeah, and I say this. I said, at the rapture, everyone will be pre-trib.
Yeah.
There'll be no question anymore. But here's something else about the rapture, Doc, that I think we ought to try to clarify. This thing about a partial rapture. Now, they don't call it that. But you hear them say, look, if you're not watching or if you're not right with God, you won't go in the rapture. They may not realize it, but that's a partial rapture teaching. Mm-hmm. And we don't believe in that.
No. Well, the Bible does not teach that.
Yeah.
The reason why, I'm convinced, the reason why they make those statements and believe it, because they do not understand the Bible truth of once saved. They do not incur eternal security. They do not understand it.
Yeah, and that goes right back to that, doesn't it? You're either saved or lost. There's no in-between.
No.
And you don't have to hold out till the end. That's not what salvation is. Salvation is the free gift of God by grace, not of works that any man should boast.
And when,
nothing you can do
and
to
when
get
that
it.
Takes place, that conversion moment takes place, Jesus, I believe, dips the quill in his own blood and writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life of Heaven.
Yeah.
Never to be blotted out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saved to the uttermost.
Yeah. Well, another thing that maybe we ought to kind of cover is the fact that one thing that people make a mistake of, they won't let their Bible be its own dictionary.
Yeah.
And it won't let it be its own commentary. So that gets them into trouble when they try to bring biblical interpretation out and it's really not biblical.
Okay. Well, let me hit this now because time is going and we haven't... last week, just for the BBS listeners now, we offered one of my books. I think it was Time is Running Out. I think I have it here somewhere.
I remember.
Time is Running Out, a free book on the internet. You just go and you... You click the button, and it'll be emailed to you. You don't pay anything. You don't do anything. You just click the button. I want the book. Go to the website, Prophecy in the Spotlight. Is that right? Prophecyinthespotlight.com, and the book offer is there. Now, this week, we're offering something from Doc. Doc is offering one of his books free of charge, and there it is on the screen, A Case for the Pre-Tribulation Rapture of the Saints. And by Dr. Charles Hiltabiddle. I don't know how many pages it is because you don't have page numbers in here.
About
I'm guessing it's 20 or 30 pages.
20 or 24, something
like that. You go to the website, and you'll see this right on the front page there. Click on it and do what it says. I think you got to put your email in there. Click OK, and it'll come immediately to you to your inbox on your email. You pay nothing, no obligation, nothing. We'd like to hear from you, you folks out there on BBS Radio. We'd like to know that we've got some people watching, and because it's like all the other networks, we have to pay to be on here, and we're happy to pay as long as we have an audience, right? We'd like to hear from you, the audience. We'd like you, if it's possible. I don't know if you can leave a note when you click that. I don't know if there's a place for a note in there. If there is, say something. Say, hey, I listen on BBS Radio, and that'd be great. So we want you to have this book. No obligation. No, there's no charge. It's absolutely free. You're not going to get an email saying, hey, we'd like you to give this. No obligation whatsoever. We want you to have these books. And it'll help us know, for one thing, that there's somebody out there.
Amen.
And she's got a sign up there. Oh, what if they don't have email? If you don't have email, I think you'll have to call us. There's the number right there. I think you'll have to call us, or you can't email. You have to call us. And in that case, Doc will send you a paper version of it.
That can be. Those are all my bookstore, in my bookstore, one of the many booklets that are there.
Yep. Yeah.
And Dan, that booklet, I think I've printed somewhere around 5,000 altogether. And I couldn't tell you the number of people that have thanked me for that. I've had preachers buy 10, 20 of them for their Sunday school class or whatever. And it's been very helpful to a lot of
people.
And
I think recently you put a new cover.
A little bit different cover on it.
Much nicer. So tell them a little bit about this book. And this is about the rapture, right?
Well, I have a bigger book in my bookstore on the rapture. But this in here, I give you seven things to start with in the booklet on helping you understand that this and the second coming are two distinct, different events. Take for instance, when the rapture takes place, there'll still be people left on the earth. But at the second coming, we have a different type of group of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's seven distinct things that I point out, probably others, but that to help people understand the rapture and the second coming of Christ, his literal coming, are two distinct, separate events.
Yeah. Point one is, why should I believe in the pre-tribulation? Mm-hmm. And I guess what you're saying here is because the Bible says so.
Because the Bible says so.
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious in
Number
many different ways.
Number two, the rapture is described as occurring at any time without warning.
Yeah. And we know the second coming is going to be at the Battle of Armageddon. We know.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're not going. I tell folks when I'm speaking on this, I say if you want to believe in a post-tribulation rapture, you can do it if you want to, but that means you're going to be coming and going at the same time, because if you're going up at the end
and then coming back,
and then coming back,
and you used to say you meet yourself coming and going,
and so, I think the booklet can be helpful to a lot of people.
All right, so you just go to the website, protestantspotlight.com. This will be on the front page. You'll see it. Click on it. Do what it says. And, of course, if they're online, Mrs. Good, you almost have to have email if you're on the Internet.
Yeah.
So I would think that everyone, it'd be a whole lot cheaper, folks, if you could just get the e-book for free.
Yeah.
And Doc not have to pay the postage of about $3 or $4 to ship it.
Time you put it in an envelope and put it all together, you're going to have $5 invested, because it's almost $4 just for postage now.
Well, Doc, almost 4 years ago, a lady handed me a check.
Yes.
Quite a large check, because she believed that God wanted us on the air.
Because we weren't on the air yet.
And I was hosting Prosperity News out in Oklahoma City. You were a guest many times. We were already talking about starting our own show. Prosperity News folded. They went under. The very next week, we started our show. That lady put up the money. It's a lot of money to be on television, a lot of money. And she put up the money. We got started, and people began giving.
Yeah.
We are 100% viewer supported.
Been on for 4 years. We started with no money, and we basically have none now.
we've still got no money.
Everything we need to stay and enlarge a little.
We're not asking anybody out there for your money. If you're strapped, if you've barely got enough food to eat, we don't want you to send us anything. What we're looking for is people who believe in what we're doing. And you may have to watch us if you're new to our program. Mm-hmm. Check us out for a few weeks. Check us out for a month. Make sure you like what you hear.
And if you do, it's an opportunity. I tell folks all the time, when you invest, first of all, your tithe belongs to your church. I had somebody last week email me and said, I've been sending my tithe to this ministry over here in a foreign land over there, but I go to this church. And I said, no, sir, you put your tithe in your church where you're being fed.
Yep.
And then you give beyond that. But giving beyond your tithe to your local church is investing in eternal matters. And you'll never lose it because there'll be a reward in heaven waiting for you. So when you partner with us in our, you're investing in eternal matters.
Yeah.
And God will bless
you. And let's
just
put it on the bottom shelf. When you, if you partner with us, as we like to call it, you become part of this. You're putting up money to help. What you're doing is helping us get on television and pay for cameras when they break. And Doc and I don't get any salary here.
No.
We get no paycheck here. We're not against getting a paycheck, but for the last 4 years, we've put out everything that's come in towards enlarging this thing.
Well, I've done that for almost 60 years of ministry, so that's just how my wife and I live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you invest in this, that's what you're doing. You're saying, number one, I like what these guys are doing. I believe these guys have it down pat. We want to promote this. And that's where your money will go. If you help us, if you partner with us.
Amen.
Your money's going to go towards CTN Television, VTN Television, VBS Radio, which we're on right here. It's going to go to pay the bill. And future avenues doors that are going to open for us where we can get on other networks. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to accumulate money. Doc and I don't have a private jet in a hangar like some of your ministry people that you know who I'm talking about, right? We don't have that. We don't live in mansions. And I'm not saying it's a sin to live in a mansion, but I'll tell you what, it's a sin to misuse God's money.
Amen.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
I don't believe the ministry is here to make the minister or the host rich. I believe we're here to propagate the word of God, the gospel.
This right here. That's what it's all about right here.
And I say all the time, what you see here is what you get. Yep. We're the same here as we are out in the hall. Or if we come to your church, people have told me, Brother Gooden, you're just the same as you are on TV.
We're just old-fashioned fundamental preachers. Yep. That's it.
Bible-believing, King James. We believe in heaven for those who are saved. We believe in a hell with real fire where lost people go. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh, and we believe in the Trinity. We believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. We believe in the great white throne where all the souls that have died and even those who have not yet died yet are going to stand before God one day and give
an
account, and they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. That old-fashioned stuff, that's what we believe in, old-fashioned Bible doctrine.
I know we live in a new time in this Laodicean world where everybody wants something for themselves, and it's all about me. Man, I'm here to tell you, I grew up, I guess I'm a throwback from the Philadelphian era before it, but I grew up in a home where God met all of our needs. We had a wonderful farm life. But I'm here to tell you, my dad and my mom invested in eternal missionary work, you name it, through the local church. And that's all my wife and I have done now. We've been married close to 57 years, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah. Amen. Go to the website, get the free book. Just click on the book when you get there and get the book. ProtestantSpotlight.com. It'll be right there on the front page. Put your email in there. If by chance you don't have an email, call, get a hold of us. Call us, and we'll help you with it.
And we also do some about 15-minute radio.
We're on the radio
and YouTube programs.
Forgot to mention that.
And a lot of times on our YouTube for that, it's going to be something having to do with more current events. Whether it's Israel or what, I mean, one we just did for a show recently was on nanobots and that's being injected in people and all this stuff. And so the 14-minute videos that we do, also radio clips for radio, are very interesting for people.
Yeah. So if you're on YouTube, you get the 15-minute show, which is mostly radio and radio and YouTube. And you get the 28.5-minute, which you're watching right now. Now, this one will not be on YouTube. These are special just for you BBS radio people, because we're trying to gauge who's listening out there and where people are listening from. We'd like to hear from you. So that's why this is just on here. And we wanted to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, we want people to know what we're really all about. And I think we've covered enough for them to realize that, that we're not... We may be old-fashioned, but I don't think anything... Yeah. I tell people all the time, there's nothing old-fashioned about a book that's always ahead of its time.
Yeah. So in a minute and a half we got left, Doc, let's share what must I do to be saved. How about that?
Well, first of all, you got to understand you were born a sinner. That's a given. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Everybody's born a sinner. That means we're lost... We have no relationship. We have no way of connection with God, and we're bound and headed for eventually a lake of fire. So we couldn't do anything about it. So God in His love, before the foundation of the world, already had it planned out. He was going to let His only begotten Son go to Calvary's cross. Wow. You talk about love. And God loved us while we were yet sinner. And Christ loved us. While we're yet sinners. And He went to Calvary's cross. So, first of all, you realize you're a sinner. And you realize you're lost and you have nothing you can do about it. But the Bible is clear that God in His love to us allowed His sons go to Calvary's cross. So the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary's cross is the redemption price for your eternal salvation. Just simply... believe in what Jesus did on Calvary's cross for you and receive Him as your personal Savior.
In other words, what Jesus did is the payment for our sin. And that's why I'm going to heaven. That's why Doc's going to heaven.
Amen.
And that's why you're going to heaven if you're saved, if you've had that blood upon.
Yes.
If we can help you with that, let us know. But until next time, keep your eyes on them skies.